seriously, you have to be slightly eccentric to work in any media house. And that's what I think I've enjoyed all my life. Back in the day, in the newspaper houses, in the newsroom. At that time, there was no social media, you know, so you were always waiting patiently for the likes of Toyin Akiyode and Eric Teniola to come with breaking news. You celebrate with a bottle of brandy. We all used to smoke and so much fun, you know. So I saw, I think, who did I see dancing just now here? Was it Feta? Feta, it was. That one, I enjoy her What's Up Lagos like crazy, you know. Morning, everybody. Today's Daily Digest. Today is Wednesday. It's Dear Bumi. It's a pity we missed this story. I want to go through it very quickly. Lead British International School shot over bullying. That's what happened in Abuja. What is wrong with us? First of all, it was shot, I think, on the insistence of the Minister for Women Affairs. What's her business in this? The school falls under the Ministry of Education. She ran down there. You don't need a minister to go down to a school because there's bullying. There was bullying yesterday, there'll be bullying today, and there'll be bullying tomorrow. It happens all the time. It's part of development. It's part of what develops you as a child.
No.
You understand? You don't believe so?
I beg to differ.
No, yes, I mean, you could differ, I agree. Okay, I mean, you need to put it under control, and I'm not condoning bullying.
Bullying, yeah.
But I won't shut down the school. If you shut down the school, where are the students in boarding, where are they going to go? Do you understand? Some teachers who don't... The implications are far and wide. You don't shut down a business just because in a school there's bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as if it was mass bullying, you know. Well, let's leave that one, Ojere. First, I'd like to say happy birthday to my childhood Fred, Fred Aihomo. He's 70 today. And I wish I could do this program on him. You know, one of those moods where I want to highlight some of the things, you know, that happened to me and my colleagues growing up. But today's Dear Bumi has overrun that. I'd just like to tell Fred happy birthday. I wanted to bring somebody here, Fred. I'm sure you know, some of our classmates know who I would have wanted to bring, but we have to ensure the safety of lives and property. This is a joke that's private amongst me and my friends. Well, happy birthday, Fred. Well, Udeme is here.
Hi.
Udeme, do you have a surname?
Yes. Iyang.
Iyang.
Yeah.
Because you know, everybody here knows you as Udeme. Udeme is my guy. She's the chief of staff. she's the chief of staff.
I'm the landlady.
And the landlady. She's in charge of the whole building, the whole premises. If you're anything you need under the sun, and she's been nice to me. This program, bringing her here, is also to juice her up so she can appreciate the things that I do. Morning, Udeme. It's
good
nice
morning.
To see you. Fine, babe. Wait. You should go to YouTube and Facebook, I beg. Please.
No, I
did I ask you the last time if you're available? Because they were phoning me. I didn't know what to ask the last time you were here.
It depends, Uncle Jimmy.
It depends on what.
On who
the lady was here yesterday, last week, was saying that the person has to have money.
No, not even about money. Let's leave money first. But
you don't mind. So it can be a school teacher. You don't mind.
Our teachers are the foundations of the world.
Of the world. Is money important?
Money is important.
Are you sure? Yes.
Yes, but it's not the main thing. So before money comes, what is the person? How is the personality of the person first before money?
So those who are looking should examine themselves.
Yes, yes. Do you come correct?
So donations are not thankfully received in this one. Because the last person who was here, somebody volunteered to send that money and she was
no,
very happy.
Me, I'll collect though. Send me money, please.
You collect? Let me use the words of my good friend Moody. You form my hand. Moody, good morning. I'm still coming for you on that matter. Don't nod. It's not concerned. It's between Moody and myself.
Okay.
Morning, Feta with the low court. This new look. There's something going on, no Feta. I don't know.
She's declaring her age. Young forever.
Young forever. It's a lie. Whether you like it or not, you will grow old.
Some of us will not grow old.
Yeah, you will grow.
We'll get older in age, but we'll still look young.
But if you use all the pancake in this world, at some point, you go see them. You go finish. Anyway, morning, Auntie Bumi. So, let's do the stories that we have. She ignores me now. She's had our baby. Another one. Why is he so antisocial? Another one was is asking, this one is Dupe. Dupe is asking, was I used and talked? For you to be asking that question, you have been used.
You actually be used. Stop lying to yourself.
And she just wants some validation.
Yeah.
Tempted by my first love. What is it with women and their first love?
There's something, Uncle Jimmy.
Do you remember your first love?
Always.
Me, I don't remember. Ah. Look at the way you're doing. Always. In case he's listening, he would think, can he come back?
Ah, for you. I beg. All things have passed away.
But when I said, do you remember? He said,
I'll always remember.
Even your voice was shaking. Oh,
Uncle Jimmy, I'll
you
always
form my hand again.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I don't mean that.
You shook your head. Always.
I'll always remember him, but that doesn't mean I want him back. Nah.
But what is so special? What is so special?
He was
about
your first. He was your first. First everything. So, obviously.
Now you're easy at first. He won the race.
I don't, yeah. It depends.
Yeah, but why is it? Most men can't remember. I can't remember my first.
Because you guys are not emotional like women.
I'm
men
emotional.
Men are not emotional do you like
know,
women.
Do you know that I actually do fall in love? All this
it's very hard. For your generation, it's possible. But you see the men now, they don't fall in love.
My son is in love now.
Stand in love.
My son loves, he loves his wife. Die.
Ah, that's nice. Why didn't I meet him before he married?
Ah. today is also my good friend's. Is it today? What's today's date?
Today's 25th.
Is it 24?
24, yeah.
Today is Imakoka's birthday. My friend from the east.
Hi, Imak.
The twin brother of Chief Dan. Dan Okafo. Kokus, happy birthday. We are coming to your house in the evening. Bring out the champagne and whatever. Old man Kokus. Okay. And so, Feta, you two remember the first? Oh, there's not first yet. You are still waiting. Oti, you've crossed.
I mean, you remember him because he's a person, not because
no,
of
no,
anything.
No, I said, do you? There's been a first already.
Yeah.
Uncle Jimmy, we don't know what you're talking about, though. First, as
the
in first person
you
that we
ever dated,
Abi. That's where we are going to, Abi.
No, you don't.
You're not passing through the corners.
You cannot use all our mouths.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm not asking about fond memories or anything. Just remember.
We cannot use all our mouths say this thing.
Let's not go there.
Mom's having an affair with a younger colleague. His people don't know about his second family. Ah, today is fresh and exciting. Which one will I take first?
Let's do the first love.
Let's do the first love.
Yes, I want to hear what you have to say.
You want to see if the story resonates with you?
Let's
the story is anyway similar to yours. This, by the way, if you want to send anything to Auntie Bumi, is Boomsof, BUNMF, SOF, Bumishofala, Boomsof at yahoo.co.uk. So if you have a problem, you send it there. Or you can send it to me and I will forward it. Tempted by my first love, dear Bumi, I was in love with a man all through my teens and 20s, but they never did what adults do. But a deep commitment, they had a deep commitment towards each other, but they do not know that thing that you and your own face did.
I'm not doing anything.
No, you have already confessed. You cannot go back.
Uncle Jimmy, that's what I was saying. That's not passing through the corners.
You cannot go back. No, you cannot. It is a
Uncle Jimmy, please.
It has been recorded by the gods. Anyway, in the end, I got married to someone else and we lost touch.
Yeah.
I ran into him recently at a friend's office, only to discover my feelings for him haven't changed. Wahala day. Wahala don't boss. He has asked me to get in touch by giving me his mobile number. Should I? Just to find out how it could be with him. This one is an adventurer. First of all, she's not happy with her current person.
You think so?
Why would she be thinking of doing it something with another person?
No, she's not.
Is that how women are wired?
That's not how women are wired. I can't speak for her. I can speak for myself.
Okay, so are you wired in this way?
No, I'm not. If I've moved on, I've moved on. Why am I?
Hey, but she's wondering that, if I had known, I would have done something. That's what's happening.
Then that means she's not actually happy in the present marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe she does. You know, some women just settle because I'm getting older, so I need to marry and all.
Maybe she's not but it's true. You know, the truth of the matter is that you don't know what is going to, you don't know how your marriage is going to turn out until you've gotten in.
Yeah.
That boyfriend that you had could be the worst husband ever.
That's true.
Yes, now, they could have differences, all kinds of things. And so she's looking and So what do we ask her to do?
Please, oh, just go back. Like, just delete the number. Delete the number. Don't even call. Don't even message. Nothing. Just
focus on your man. Why is this one asking Atibumi when she already knows? By now, she would have sent the number. Oh, yes.
I don't think so.
She's looking for validation.
No, she's looking for us. She's looking for someone to say, oh, yeah, do it. It's not a bad thing. Just check up on him now. Just ask him how he's doing.
And she thinks Atibumi will tell her to do it.
Please don't. Wait.
Let us see what Atibumi says.
Okay, great.
I don't normally do this, but yeah, she said, Atibumi says that it has been said that never quite getting together with someone you're in love with is a bit like a half-finished story.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to see more of this man in order to finish the story. But be warned. Atibumi is warning her.
Yeah.
If you find out love is impossible, you may gain inner peace and be also able to live your future life happily. But if you discover this man still wants you to, the chances are high you will end up risking your marriage
mm-hmm.
and your happiness. Is it worth it?
I don't think so.
But it is you who will have to make this
decision. Yes. Yeah. But it's never worth it.
Has a fair idea that she will still do it.
It's never worth it.
So that's why she added one in that. Rore, you know what Rore means? Do you speak Yoruba?
Small.
How do you say Rore in Efik?
What is Rory first?
Think about it. Oh. So like if... is that not Intrekedi? Intrekedi is that we shall see.
Eh? In which language?
In Efik now.
No.
What does Intrekedi mean?
Intrekedi, I don't even know what
I've been quoting it ever since.
Please, I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, there's Intrekedi in there. Intrekedi. Let me call Idara, one of the... Do you not speak the same language with Akwa Ibom people?
Yes, we do.
You have never heard of Intrekedi before?
Intrekedi, you're not pronouncing it well. What do you want to say?
That we shall see.
Yadukote.
Not Yadu.
Uncle Jimmy, don't worry about it. We'll do that one off air.
What did you call it again?
Yadukote. We shall see.
Yadukote. No. Intrekedi, I know that one.
Chukadi is all correct.
It's correct. I can call somebody now.
Okay.
Let's look at this one. My good friend. Mom's having an affair with a younger colleague. Oh, this one is hot.
Is a woman divorced?
I recently discovered that my mom is having an affair behind her dad's back. I am 27 and live at home. She left her Facebook logged onto my computer and I found racy messages between her and the younger man who works in the same office as hers. This is devastating.
I don't like this office romance.
The office romance.
But it's always messy.
It can be sweet sometimes.
Oh, it's nothing sweet about
in office romance can be sweet. In my younger days, we did a bit of that. In fact, in media houses, you hardly find an isolated person.
Yeah, I understand.
We were always paired.
Yeah, but then when the pairing finish, when you now finish pairing with this one, you have to go and start pairing with that one. So like, there's like a circle going around.
No, you are.
And you know, media people talk a lot. That's their work. So they kiss and tell, Uncle Jimmy.
No, they might not tell. No, journalists are disciplined. Now. You know, the first
Uncle Jimmy?
Rule. Yes. The first rule in journalism is never to reveal the source of your story.
It doesn't apply in that scenario, please.
It applies.
It does not. I beg to differ, Uncle Jimmy.
I hope you don't think that I'm testing you that because we're in the media house, the 12 of us will be doing anything.
Uncle Jimmy, no. You're like a father figure to me.
Hey, you think so? All right. The day you get stranded when there's plenty of rain, come and stay with me. So she says that I'm 27, live at home. I found these messages. But so she confronted the mom, and the mom made me swear not to tell my dad. It says, I feel my dad has a right to know so he could put a stop to it, but I know that if he does find out, he could break up the family. Mm. I can't trust my mom anymore. This discovery is making me really miserable. You see, in all this story, there's never a mention of the woman regretting it. Rather, she wants to bring the daughter in as a co-conspirator to continue this.
Maybe Momsi just wants to feel young again.
Women face that. Mm-hmm. I hear they face that at some point.
Momsi just wants to be...
They need some revalidation.
He just wants to be feeling good.
How do you describe that one in Netflix? Give me the word for it now.
I don't know.
I beg, think of a word.
I can't. She just wants to I don't know.
Sorry. Say, okay, say it in effing.
I cannot say it. I don't know how to say it.
You must be able to say something that Monty wants to feel good. Oh, yeah. Monty say it in effing. What she doesn't know is that I like the way your language is, like you're singing. You know, it sounds so good. Yes. So, what do we tell the girl? Hey, she shouldn't tell her dad.
Obviously.
That's out of it. So,
don't tell your dad and try to talk mom out of it, I think.
Do you think she should challenge the worker?
No. No, I feel like whoever is always cheating, you don't need to go and challenge the person being cheated with. Talk to the person that is doing the cheating.
Okay, if maybe I use the word talent. Do you think she should talk to?
No. Because the guy will still connect, especially if mom is even dropping money. You know, some men, that's their line of business.
Are there some women that give you money when you're with them?
There's some
women. I need money. I'm broke.
So, man, that's their line of business. So if mom is dropping money, trust me, that man is going nowhere.
If you know of any, I'm broke.
Oh, wow, then could you mean?
They go drop motto.
Anything, house, Banana Island, streets. Don't worry, I got you.
Help me.
I got you.
Help me. Okay, we are going to open up our lines. We have only one line. Walking 0201-465-7190. You can start calling. We can start calling. So meantime, what's the time now? Is 8:21. I have 3 more minutes. Let me use the opportunity to take a call. Feta, do I have any call? Yes, I do. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Dr. Apostle Jimmy Disu, good morning.
Yes, sir.
And for our guest, morning.
Good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, the first love, my own, is a bitter experience.
Hey.
I landed in police station.
Ah. Never
I'm
go
telling
back.
You, so I will never forget that experience. From if I love more, here, they come and pick me at a Jegula.
Oh, okay, keep the details to yourself, please. There are sports children that are listening.
No, it's very simple. The what Ajakuta Mamumi Neomo Infeo Oto, that is all.
Oh, it's the mother of the babe that that is
they are Yorubas.
It's self-right. Next time if you know you would have gone to Ghana at a very early age. Yes, it would not have happened.
Uncle Jimmy, thank God for that Ghana.
This Ghana where you do mount. This Ghana where you do mount, we're not seeing.
Don't worry now. I will shock you guys.
Every day you say you go Ghana, you go carry me go.
I'm telling you.
I dare here, I dare Europa. You don't carry Ghana, you don't carry me go. Eh? Ghana, you have no go. I mean, come on.
Don't worry, Uncle Jimmy.
Come on. I have another caller there. Okay, today is Wednesday. You're free to call. Today is Wednesday, day of nice fun and whatever, that we break the week into two. Okay, that we break the week into two. Remember on Friday, we are going to do, tomorrow we are going to talk about the minimum age to get into university, 18. We'll talk about that. But the Friday one is more, I'm going to have a guest from a company that does background checks for other companies, like for employment. And so you're going to be getting a bit of what they will be looking out for, you know, when they say do a background check on you. Of course, you know that the social media is the one that concerns me the most. I just want you to hear from the horse's mouth. That's what you're going to hear on Friday. Okay, and tomorrow, of course, we'll look at the minimum age to get into university. I need to take a break, Abby.
Yes.
Yes, let me just play safe and take this engine. Can be very funny. You know, that's what they call this thing locally, an engine. This engine can be very funny. I have Udeme here. Feta is also here with her new low cut.
She's always been on low cut, Feta.
No, I don't. I'm noticing her for the first time.
Yeah, she's always wearing wigs.
I'm noticing her for the first time. And she looks very cute.
I grew my hair at some point and then I had to cut it.
If I was younger, I'd give her a run for her money. Yeah, but Papa Tijagba. You say I'm father of all. I hear you. We'll take a short break and I'll be right back. We were having a bit of a discussion and we all got carried away. We are going to have maybe on another program, maybe not Diabo Me, to start looking at some marital issues. Because, for example, we were talking about who should be wearing the pants in the house. should they be sharing, one take the left leg, one take the right leg? Should the man be doing everything, or, you know, that kind of, and I was able to tell, I don't know whether I've convinced Feta, that generally, and the exceptions to the rule, a man will always respect a woman who can stand on her own.
Sure, I believe that.
That is basic. So if a man has a woman who sits back and turns you into a tipper, what you have done is, what you don't know is that you are on a pay-as-you-go, this thing. You think you're on contract. You're on pay-as-you-go. I'm telling you, no matter how rich a man is, even a Dangote will still want his wife to buy him a wristwatch once in a while. You understand what I'm saying? But don't let's go there. His people don't know about his second family, Udeme.
Why are you calling me?
You're my guest now. You're my guest.
Okay. Okay.
So when we made consultations now, you now know what my voice is
You say
my tongue is caught. Somebody beat a bit of my tongue off, so I can't do the beats, you know. In the days when we didn't know how to kiss, somebody beats my tongue.
Don't worry, I'll teach you after the show.
You teach me how to kiss?
No. I will teach you the language.
Okay. No, I was because when I said somebody.
No, I said I will teach you the language after the show.
When I said somebody who beats my tongue off, and you said you were good. I was so excited.
No, I'm going to teach you after the show.
I wanted to end the program quickly.
No.
I'll go for my first lesson.
Don't worry.
Yes.
We both know that she
knew me. That's what I do. I didn't know. That's what I said. Okay. His people don't have a... I'm a 30-year-old mother of two, and my partner has refused to formally introduce me to his relatives.
Wow.
Initially, he meant for me to be his second wife.
Wow.
But changed his mind when I first got pregnant because his wife had a nervous breakdown. This one don't enter... It don't enter...
That means you are the permanent side chick now.
When I got pregnant again, he bought us the house we are now living in my name.
Aww.
That's a nice man. It's yours. So, I come from a financially comfortable family and run a thriving business, but my fear is that my sons will not know their brothers and half-sisters formally before he dies. You should have sorted that out in your mind before you ever got to this. Pretending.
She should just come to the realization that she's not going to meet the other family.
She's not.
She's
the side
chick.
He doesn't want it.
Yes, he doesn't want it. So
what is
his
side chick? No.
Yes,
no. She's a fiancé.
No. How can she be a fiancé?
Sorry.
She's a side chick or the side hen as per. She's older.
She's a side chick, but she has children, no? In Yoruba land, she's a wife,
But she's not legally a wife.
When the comes to become, if I may use that kind of similar language, she's a wife, Yawoni, in don't get speaking.
I don't know how people do it, though.
She will call herself Mrs. now. Oh, yes. He believes that, so he says that, he believes that as long as he gives me his time and money, I should be all right. Yes, now. He's paid for.
That's what I'm saying. That only goes to buttress my point.
She's paid for lock, stock, and barrel.
Yes, so she's just there.
She is a second wife that might never be known. But this kind of woman, do you think she will turn up at his funeral?
Yes. With wearing the most expensive clothes. Like, I've arrived.
You have thought of this thing. please, can we please call in 0201-465-7190.
Wearing the most expensive clothes to show that, I was hiding, but now I'm out.
Even from the way you are going.
Yes,
we like the ladies to call in. Mrs. Oboli, please, all of you, call in. Come and save this woman. But, so she's not saying, look at her. Woman. He says, but what if he eventually dies? What role would I play at his funeral? Better stay at home.
Why should she stay at home?
If you've not been introduced, who will recognize you?
Hey, you just go now. So everybody will be asking, who is that woman?
So what do you gain?
Nothing, at least. I don't know.
Because all the time you were enjoying all this.
Just saying. Nobody should quote me.
You had two children for the guy. And he bought you a house in your own name. What else do you want the man to do?
So you want her to be satisfied with just that?
Yes, that's what he has to offer now.
No, she wants more, and she has.
What does she want more?
More.
She should have asked for more from the very beginning.
And the man promised her that now.
Yes. Oh, the person is gone. Hello, morning. It sounds a bit like my friend Sky. Hello, morning. Is it calling back?
No.
You can call back. I think it's Sky. It sounded like my friend Sky. Emolas, I've heard what you said. I would have allowed you to play tribute to Fred Ihomo, but you know what the problem is. You know the problem is, so we'll leave it at that. All right. Is there any other call?
Mm-hmm.
So what does she want? What does she want to...
She just wants to be... She wants to be Yawona, like the full Yawona, like second wife. This is my
she
husband.
She should have insisted on that in the beginning.
But that's what that's what she said. That
she
said.
Didn't. She didn't. She says, I'm a 30-year-old mother of
he
two.
He promised me
And my partner has refused to formally introduce me to his partner. Initially, he meant for me to be his second wife. But when you are not the second wife...
You should have just left.
But he changed his mind. He changed his mind when I first got pregnant, because his wife had a nervous breakdown. How can you, a woman that has a nervous breakdown, you now go and tell her that you want to marry a second wife?
You just keep
acid. Acid is sold freely in the market.
I think she should just stay where she is.
Okay, okay, but look at this other story now. She ignores me now. She's had her baby. That's a 939. After trying for a baby for 3 years, my wife and I now have a 4-month-old child. Mm-hmm. They tried for 3 years. When you say you're trying a baby for 3 years, what are you doing? Are you revving the engine or doing some panel?
Maybe it did not just enter.
Maybe not enter. It was dancing around.
It would now run. When it reaches here, it will post. It now will go back. Or it will collapse.
Oh, I understand. Better you get it. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Forget about it. Hello, good morning. What is this? Who is sabotaging this fun we're having here? Anyway, let me finish this story. As much as I love our new daughter, I didn't expect our marriage to be affected in the way it was. We used to be extremely close and were very much involved in each other's lives, but now I barely get involved in the scheme of things. That's how it happens.
Sometimes. I think she should just give the woman time.
We should give her time. Looking after a baby is not easy.
It's not easy. Bringing a baby to the world is not easy.
Later in life, when I thought about it, mm-hmm. I give women a lot of credit. I repeat for the third time. When I thought about it, raising 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10 children. How many do you plan to have when you get married?
I wanted 4, but now it's 3. Maybe if I get married too.
You don't? Are you sure you don't come down to 2?
That's what I'm thinking. Before I get married too.
Okay. And he says that he has a rival for his wife's affection. He feels replaced.
Aww.
It's almost like she stopped being my wife once she became a mother. And that this one that they do in between two adults that produce the child itself, they hardly do that one.
But I think you should just talk to the woman now.
He said, this I expected, but I wasn't prepared for was just how she's gone off it. Whenever he initiates to say that, let us have an addition to this baby, the woman who answered, she can go. In fact, she hates it. She doesn't want anything.
Maybe she's going through postpartum depression.
How do you tell somebody to?
Mbok sa kakana.
I will not speak in Efik today, I'm telling you. But you tell the guy, Mbok sa kakana, that move. the man's name is Audu. He's saying, is this how it's going to be? That is why you need to go and get see, when you buy a house and you install your meter from your, service provider, you need an inverter or a generator.
So what are you suggesting, Uncle Jimmy?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just making testing my skills at the English language.
No, please. I don't agree with that. I'm saying whatever it is they are going through, they can talk it out.
They can always
talk to her. Maybe therapy or something. There's depression.
Do you know that? I want to be a bit controversial. Do you know that some marriages are being held together by the third party?
Sorry, I didn't get you. Sorry.
Do you know that? You will not get me. Don't know what I mean. Do you know that some marriages are being held by a third party?
Okay, Jimmy. See, men know what they are doing. When a man tells you, I don't like my wife anymore, men know what they are doing. There's no third party, G. They know what they are doing. Leave men.
You think so?
Men know what, everybody shall know what they are doing in this life. Especially men. Men, they shall know what, they really know what they are doing like this. Very, very well.
You are sure?
I'm very sure. I stand on business.
Oh, sure. You know
Go. Men know what they are doing. No third party is holding any marriage. Trust me. If a man says he's not enjoying his marriage or anything, he wants to be there. If you don't want to be there, cuckoo come out now. They know what they are doing, Charlie.
I don't want to read what Auntie Bumi said here. So you need to go and buy the paper. So what should he do now? What do we tell him?
I think they should just talk it out. Talk to your wife. She's your woman. Before she became a mom, she was your woman. Talk to her. Tell her
this. Will the woman listen?
Yeah.
The woman listen?
We listen. Contrary to popular opinion.
For us now, just for us to just spend 1 hour to do this program. Yeah. I said it's okay. You didn't know. I had to go and call a third party.
You didn't say it correctly. Contrary to popular opinions, women listen. We listen a lot. We just decipher the ones we want. We just take out
women
the ones we want
don't
to hear.
Listen.
We listen.
Women don't listen.
We listen.
Don't listen.
We listen. So what should
I tell Audu?
Let him talk to the wife.
Let some people call in and tell me. Let's pick that call. Because what I would tell him, I'm very controversial.
No, please let him talk to the wife. Don't go to a third party.
My enemies. Yes. Speak up.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Hey, I know the likes of you. I know the likes of you. Feta, cancel that call. I know where you are going. You are very popular.
Hi, good morning.
You see? Did I not tell you?
Tell
him in Epic that he should go away.
No, don't go away. Do not go away.
Oh, okay, let's pick another call. I don't want, this is not a dating site. Let's pick another call. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Uncle Jimmy. How are you?
How many good mornings do you want to see? Eh? Is it the man you're looking at?
No, listen. Eh? That man is a coward. And this is the problem I have with some men. If you want to be a polygamist, be a polygamist. Announce it.
Yes.
If you don't want to be a polygamist, stay with your wife. But the moment you step out, you impregnate somebody to the point that you bought her a house, you made her comfortable, you must bring her home. You must tell the wife at home, this is who I am. Every man is polygamist by nature. We're all polygamists by nature. Now, so it depends on you if you want to blow it out, if you want to practice.
So wait. What's your name? So that we can know, because you say all men are polygamists by nature. Which means that you're a polygamist. Yes.
No, that's
he's saying the truth.
What is I'm saying to you.
Your wife is listening. What is your name?
It's fine.
Masalo, what is your name? He's pretending not to hear that. He's pretending. What is your name?
What? My name is Femi.
Femi what?
Ah, Uncle Jimmy, Femi. That's how all Femis are. Don't worry. Yeah.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Don't let this man bamboozle you.
They cannot. I'm a sharp
man. All men by nature.
I don't know why he sounds like my brother Tosi. Maybe he's the one calling and saying it's Femi. Okay, let's look at another one. Wait, okay, we've heard you, Femi. Well, Femi has declared himself a polygamist by nature.
All Femis. No, not all Femis, but most Femis.
There's a Femi. The man who controls his own studio is a Femi. Yes.
Mr. Femi. Yeah, we know. That's what I said. I said
you
most
Femis. You better be careful.
I said most Femis.
Let it be on record that I did not say anything.
I said most, though.
There's this one that says, I have a woman that gives birth to my second daughter. She loves me more than my wife, and she wants to become my second wife, and I'm not ready to have a second wife.
But why are women like this?
I think it should jump in the river.
Why are women like this? Why are we just doing second options?
It's taught it. All these women. Look, in the days of old, it was with pride that an older woman would bring a younger woman to Papa.
If that's what men want, they should say with their full chest now.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, to me, I want two men. Can't I have two men? I can have a husband and a side husband.
Did you see the social media, the woman who has three husbands?
Yeah, I think so.
You saw it.
But she's not in Nigeria now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no. It's not, doesn't happen.
Can it happen in Nigeria?
I would love it to.
I want it to happen.
So everybody should come.
But at least if I can't, if Paul is not doing well, Peter will do well.
Then I'll dress them in the same outfit. Take them out.
Then it's a pity. This
but
is
let's advocate for that. Since men are polygamists, polygamists, women should also join.
I will pass this to Uzo so that they can discuss it. I will join.
Women should also join.
Then I can express myself. You want to have two husbands?
Yeah, in fact, three. What am I doing?
Five.
I can have three.
You now have them all over Nigeria. You go to
You have one.
Like, I have time for yourself as well.
And they're all going to
these men are polygamous in nature now. All polygamy is
I mean, anyone. They, all of us can join. Two can play the game, Uncle Jimmy. And us, we can do it very well.
The way I'm looking at you. Okay, let me ask you this. Let me lead you to somewhere that you will not like.
Yeah.
So, in future, when you are married and your husband does, you two, you will do your own.
No. That's not what
no, you said it.
No, no, Uncle Jimmy.
You said it.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
You said it.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy, what I said was, if everybody
either
wants
you
to
you must come here next week with Shegun or with Chinedu.
Uncle
those
Jimmy,
are my two, my
what I said
gone.
Is, if men want to be doing that, women can also do it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying
so
that.
So if you have a husband who's also doing that, you can also do it. Yes. Yes.
Anyways, my husband will not do it.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I'm a fool.
Are you going to marry an
I'm
Uncle
a full blonde.
Blonde. Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy, you. I'm a full blonde Calabar babes. You cannot try it.
What will you do?
I will not do anything. I will just take of him in every ramification. Food, the other food, everything.
All food.
He will not even have strength.
All
to
food will be.
He goes outside.
You want to kill me?
Before he goes outside, he's tired.
9:50. We can't take a new one.
Let's just take calls then.
Hello, good morning. You see, you're having fun. You should leave that one. Hello, good morning.
I don't know what's happening. No.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What is
good morning, sir.
Yes, this is Baja Roberts.
Yes, sir.
Yes. The other speaker who just spoke talked about men being polygamists.
Yes.
But I have a different view, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know, women far outnumbered men. So if you want to let it be one man versus one woman,
you say the same thing.
Yes, he said the same thing, your guy. This is what they call.
Why are you cutting
in Yoruba? In Yoruba, they'll call him and say he wants to use Agbadi to justify.
You get.
Say it to him in Efi.
God has just
say it to him in Efi.
Oh, that's young in them. Bomb.
God
has used something at least to make it to equate it over.
Okay.
I'm not siding it. I'm not trying to.
All right, but are you a polygamist by? Anytime.
Are you a one woman man?
Are you a one?
Yeah, I'm a one woman man.
Aww. You have only your wife that you love. You don't love any other.
Exactly, I'm a one woman man.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Are you married, sir?
I'm married with three kids.
With three kids.
They're proud of you.
Okay, they're proud of
you. I'm very, very proud.
And you don't have any side chick. Remember, if you lie, the side chick might be listening. Where you go,
see,
where you go,
laughing.
And you put
Uncle
up your
shoes. Laughing.
He's laughing now.
No.
Do you want to confess?
Okay,
we trust you. Thank you for being a good man.
He's a good man.
Okay, the next one.
How do we say thank you to him for being a good man?
Sosong.
I want to learn this your language. I'm telling
you. Don't worry, small.
My next holiday, they don't do this Calabar Festival.
No, they still do it. Calabar Carnival, yeah. They did it last year.
Can you book a place for me? I want to go in December.
I got you. Okay,
I don't
worry.
Want to go to Janda or this thing.
We'll talk about it off camera.
Is it a full blown booking?
Everything.
Top to bottom. This Christmas. Can we take one more call? Is it possible? Is it doable? Is it very quickly? Hello, good morning.
So sorry, Uncle Jimmy, that I'm calling back.
You cannot call back. No, you cannot call back. Yeah. Let us go. I think his wife has called him. What's up?
Hello.
We have to go.
Yay, the first woman.
Who is this?
Good morning, sir.
Morning. This is the first woman.
Yeah, this is the first woman.
Hey, quickly, you have a minute.
Madam, I love you. I just love you. Uncle Jimmy.
A fellow woman
love
is loving you.
Too.
Mrs. Oboli.
Okay, it's Mrs. Oboli. Yeah. Quickly, we want to round up.
Uncle Jimmy,
ma,
tell women to leave men, other persons or wife, husband alone.
Wife.
And the men should stop being a polygamist in Tori or long.
Ah, they will be.
Uncle Jimmy, but you go Korea is not good.
We have to go, Okay, we have to go now. Thank you very much, Udeme.
Thank you.
It Uncle was Jimmy. Fun.
Yeah, I had fun. People are actually going through a lot in this life, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
We're actually going through it.
So it's good. This is why I like Wednesdays, you know. So that's why we call it a day. Udeme, thank you very much. You must come again.
No, I got you. I'm here for you.
I got you. Ah.
Fetty, no problem.
What's coming up next?
What's up, Lagos?
That's not how you say it.
What's up, Lagos?
Say it better.
What's up, Lagos?
Louder, please. Okay, let's say it together now.
Yes.
Let's count three.
One, two, three. What's up, Lagos? Can't catch me.
I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.